thought for today. The advantage youth has over age is that age remembers youth, while youth lives it now. If we are going to remember youth, then we are not living it. We remember how it was when we were young and when we had so much fun and when we chased here and there and did this and that and, oh, it was so exciting. We remember young people just plain do it. They're having the fun. They don't even remember it. You say, what did you do today? No, nothing, you know. And the school may have blown up, and the wind may have carried away the treetops and what have you. Oh, nothing, you know. Well, didn't you see the hurricane, the cyclone, this and that, the other thing? No. Oh, you mean that big wind? Oh, yeah, that was interesting, you know. When the teacher had us get below the desks, you know. Yeah, that we. The teacher's always having us do dumb things, you know. So, you know, it's just part of the game of life. No big deal. Young people just enjoy life as they take it along and as they do it, and they're thrilling with it, and they're enjoying every moment. They're being happy with every moment, thinking that this is great, this is wonderful, and thinking nothing of it. Not thinking, hey, we are in a monumental situation here now. This is the first hurricane of the season, and it is blowing down half the city. We can hear it on the news reports. They don't care. You know, people probably wring my neck for this, but when some tragedy happens at school where some youngster comes in and shoots other kids in the school, you know, and the school says, oh my God, we're going to have the psychiatrist in to work with the young people. This is such a tragedy that it has marred them for life, you know. It has marred the adults for life, not the kids. Kids think, hey, that was stupid, or, you know, I guess he was mad, you know, that was why he did it. They don't jump to those conclusions, but the adults jump to the conclusion and expect the children to jump to the same conclusions, and so they put that garbage on the kids. Now, if the adults had the attitude of children, they would just say, hey, you know, don't get all hung up on this. Don't get all upset about this. Just relax. Let it be at peace. And it'll pass, you know. No big deal. But the adults say, oh, this is just the beginning of these things. They always happen in threes, you know. So three terrible things are going to happen to our school, this and that and the other thing. And, oh, the children that they were your friends, you know. Aren't you afraid? Hey, I got other friends, too. You know? Yeah, it's a good friend. He and I palled around together, but now he's dead, you know? I mean, it's too bad. I would rather that he not die, you know? I'd rather that he still be my friend and still be here. But we, the adults, make such a big fuss out of all this stuff that we create this seeming tragedy in the minds of the children. And if we could just cool it and say, yep, he had a problem and nobody understood it and met it in a timely manner so that this didn't have to happen, but it happened. Now, there are 3-4 teachers and students killed, and it's a terrible thing, and it's, you know, something that shouldn't be done, but so it's done. If you were all in a car accident, boom, it's done. If you were all, the building fell down on top of you. Oh, dear, tragedy. Oh, my goodness, we got to have a psychological help to get over this tragedy because the building fell down on top of a lot of the kids. Well, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But, you see, it's the emotional energy that's given to it by adults that makes it so terrible. A hurricane knocking down a building and killing some people, this we can handle. That's an act of God, we say, you know. If a car accident happens, that's an act of God. Really, that's what people think it is, an act of God, because they think that there was nothing that could have prevented it. Of course, the building could have been prevented by having it built properly so that it was hurricane-proof. The car could have been prevented by having the student or the teachers who were driving or whoever is driving the car have better training and better awareness of the condition of the car for whatever the circumstance were. But youth lives everything by the moment. Youth lives everything by the instant. Adults give it memory, give it greater impact, give it greater difficulty than it really is called for. And it's up to us now to start changing our attitudes about these things. To, instead of having that sort of an attitude, just surround ourselves with the pure white light of love. And all our paths are peace and all our ways are pleasantness. And as we do that, then we are living in this is what the kids do. The kids do not presume trouble is going to come after them. The kids do not presume that there are going to be difficulties in the world. They just go out and live a happy, joyous, fulfilled life and are really wonderful. The adults, on the other hand, go out and they say, whoops, we've got to be careful. Be careful crossing the street because that's the car's playground, you know. Be careful of that. And the kids don't even think a thing about it. Now, it's wise for the adults to do this, but who is at fault? The adults. The adults with their cars playing. They should build areas around schools and things like that with fences that the children walk inside the fences, not outside the fences, as they leave the school areas, you know. And they don't have to worry about the cars. And then when they get out of that area, then of course they have to be aware of cars and other things, but that's out of that area. But in the school area, they should be able to just have fun and enjoy themselves and live in the now and be as happy as can be. Really, the advantage youth has over age is that age remembers its youth. Age remembers the things that it did as a young person, usually the foolish things. They don't remember the happy things, the normal things, the everyday things, playing, making mud pies and stuff like that, you know. They remember the bike falling over, but not because the bike fell over, not because it was bad, not because of anything, but because you, Mommy and Daddy, tell them this. Oh, yes, I remember when you were 4 years old, you got on your bike and you fell over and, you know, you cracked your head. I remember when you were 8 years old, you got on your bike and you fell over and you cracked your head. I remember, oh, my God, you know, the kids don't remember that. The kids don't remember any of those things. I don't remember any time that I broke my leg. And I broke my leg 5 times when I was a kid. I don't remember any of it except being told about it by the adults, by my family. They said, oh, yeah, you did this. Oh, yeah, you did that. Oh, yeah, you did the other thing. And I don't remember that. And I don't remember any of the pain. I'm sure there must have been some pain, you know, when you break your leg or something. I don't remember any of the happiness. All I remember is the chocolate-covered cherries, remember? And they were gushy, and I was reading them on my storybook. And the storybook had linoleum, not linoleum, this type of tablecloth that you can wash off, you know.
Max.
Something
Max
like that.
Cloth.
Yeah, yeah. You can wipe it off. And the book was printed on that type of paper. Because kids slobber all over the book, yeah. And so my chocolate covered cherries could be wiped off the book. But that's what I remember. Now, this is the wonderful thing. We can perhaps start thinking as a child. And we can start remembering the happy times of life. And we can start living in the now. And that's a wonderful thing. Youth lives in the now. Why don't we learn to live in the now? And how do we live in the now? We just enjoy washing the dishes. We make the dishes all clean and nice and put them away carefully. We make sure that the dishwasher doesn't ding up the dishes and mess them up. And we do this, we do that, we do the other thing. And we just have a ball. We just have a ball. And if we're going to sit at our desk, we sit at our desk and say, now what is our task? Our task is to work on the gist. Our task is to work on the email. Our task is to do this. Don't get sidetracked by other tasks. Get one pointed on your task and work on that one pointed task. You understand? Because it's easy to be sidetracked because you're an adult. You're saying, oh, I must do this. I've got to this. I got these letters to answer. And I got these here. Oh, yes, I want to do the bookkeeping. And I want to do this. Oh, knock it off. Just be a kid. Do one thing at a time. Enjoy it with all your heart and soul. And when you're done enjoying it, when it's past the time of your the thrill, put it aside and go on to the next project. You follow? Now, can you do that? The advantage youth has over age is that age remembers youth, while youth lives it now. We can live in that right now. And as we live in it right now, it's wonderful. Now, you all know 7-11, 9-11. That is the September 11th situation when Button was born and when Arnold Miller was born, Alfred Miller, and a few other great people were born. And the newspapers, the magazines, and television and all that stuff are making money. They're making money. They're making money by continually bringing up the incident of November 11th. The best way to handle terrorists is to capture them or make the penalty so difficult for them that they won't do it, or to just go and make peace with the nation that is terrorizing us or another nation. But how do you go and make peace with a nation that is already unhappy with you? Find out what turns them on. Find out what would bring joy and peace into their life. The two kids are fighting. And you bring the two kids together and you say, kids, you've been the best of friends. You know, what seems to be the problem? Blah, 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 blah. Well, so, blah, 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 blah. Now, what can we do to solve this problem? Bum. I don't know. Are you mad at him? No. Are you mad at him? No. Well, why are you so angry? Why are you acting like you want to kill each other? Well, he did this. Okay. Now, what can we do to solve this problem? And so you deal in the now. You talk about these things that are right now. Like the child that runs in and says, Mommy, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And she says, what seems to be the problem, sweetheart? She doesn't say, you naughty little kid talking to your mother like that. She says, what's the problem? She is a diplomat. She understands. We have to be the diplomat with other countries. We have to be the diplomat with the terrorist nation. We know who's doing these things. We know who we've ticked off. We know who we've done things to. And it may not always be the people that we think we've done it to. Because some countries pay other countries to do naughty things. Because other countries are like the people who are paid to be warriors, you know. And so we have to be careful. And you know who one of those countries is that's paid to be a warrior? Switzerland. Yeah. The Swiss men who want to be mercenaries, they want to sell their talent to any country, they go out and sell it. You go around and you look at the countries where you have the toughest, angriest people working in the negative country, and they're Swiss people, mercenaries who've come over there, and who are training the local people in their, you know, well, you think, well, surely it'd be Americans. Now we got enough wars that we fool around with. We don't have to be mercenaries somewhere else. You think it'd be the French, you know. They got their own wars, too. And, well, surely the Germans. No, they got theirs too, and they're not allowed to do stuff right now. And the Japanese, well, they're not allowed to do it yet either, you know. And so you see, who is it? Who is it? Who trained the Koreans? Mm-hmm. Quick! The French! Remember?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we were told that Korean people... when the soldiers were in service in Korea, the Korean women were off limits because they were trained by the French to have a very proper attitude toward their relationships. Remember who said that? And the French trained them to do this, and the French trained them in their military training, in their fighting training. And, well, you just look at the United Nations. And look at who's offering. A lot of people. The United States is, of course, but that's because of our size. But the dominant ones in there, the ones who play Big Daddy in the wars, are these people who have these mercenaries in there who really want to get in there and have a fight. Because have you ever heard of the Foreign Legion? Where is the Foreign Legion from?
France.
All right. Now, I'm not trying to say France is bad. I'm just trying to say we don't really know where these angriness come from, where these angry people come from, where these people who want to fight come from. You know, and Esprit de Corps. What is that? That's the Marine Corps and all the others. And there, it's for the Corps. You stand up for the Corps. You die for the Corps. You do these things. Isn't that wonderful? You see, children don't do that. Children will have a fight, and 10 seconds later, they'll be buddies again. Children will be angry enough to do terrible things to their best friend, and the next morning, they're knocking on the door saying, come out and play. You see, we don't have, as adults, the experience to forgive and forget and let it go. We want to hang on to it. That's what age does to us. Age gives us remembrance. Yeah, I remember when you were last time. I remember. So, Ellen and I were 8 years old, and I clobber Ellen, and she gets angry at me and runs home and tells her mommy, her clobber at me. And then the next day, Ellen and I are playing together, and her mother comes out and says, what are you playing with him for? He hit you the other day. Yeah. So? You know? She doesn't remember that. It's not that she doesn't remember being hit, but she doesn't put any negative vibrations to it. And to play is to go on playing. And this is how children do. They don't forget, but they don't remember. See, it's always there in your mind if you want to make something of it. And you see, this is why psychiatry, in digging into your difficult background and coming up with all of the things that have been harmful to you, that have been negative to you, bringing them up again, it's like having the experience happening to you right then again. When they bring up that, well, when you were a little girl, you were chased by the neighborhood boys because they thought that you were not very pretty and they wanted to hang cans on your dress, you know, or stuff like that, and you were running around like they do to cats and dogs, you know. And that's not hatefulness, that's just meanness of kids, because that's the way they've seen their parents do things, you know. Maybe not tying cans on dogs, but something like that. And so they have this from them, and we wonder where it comes from. We know where it comes from. It comes right from the adults. Because they remember, oh, don't go playing with him because he did this. I forgot about that, Mom. I forgot about that. He's my best friend. But he did this to you, and he did this to you. But, Mom, he's my best friend. You know? And then Mother says, I give up. I give up. And thank goodness that she does, you know. But the thing is, the advantage of youth has over age is that age remembers what it was like. It remembers youth, while the young people just live it and enjoy it and are thrilled with it. So I advise you, the moment you have a problem, learn from it and forget it. The moment you have an uptightness with anybody, learn from it and forget it. The moment the world gives you a lemon, well, learn from it and make lemonade. Essentially, that's right. But any problem you have, find a way to do it. There was a statement in this little magazine that said, what are the two ways to climb an oak tree? One way is to climb up the oak tree. Another way is to sit on an acorn and wait until it grows into an oak tree. So, you see, now, that's charming, but that's what a lot of people do. They sit on their dream, that they would like to be wealthy. They sit on their dream that they'd like to be healthy. They sit on their dream that they'd like to have good relationships. They sit on their dream that they'd like to be successful in everything they do in their life. They sit on their dream that they'd like to have a perfect body. And then all day long, they're talking about how it isn't working out. They're talking about their hurting body, the bad relations, and all the other things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, we know that term, but we don't pay too much attention to it. But starting now, let's pay attention to it. Let's make this information a viable thing for us to experience in our life: wholeness, happiness, harmony, wealth, peace, abundance, in every area that we could possibly dream for ourselves. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Then I say, go for it. And I love you.
Thank you.